but.
There's a question. So, Dr. Hotchkiss, if you could just clarify a little bit, and for my purposes.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Nobody notified me that there was a recording going on, and this organ, this outfit never recorded before. I want to make it on the record that I am not going to participate any further, and that if any of this recording goes anywhere, I will definitely have my legal people deal with it, because this is not right. You call me into a meeting without notifying me that the recording was going on. Thank you very much. I'm done with this meeting.
I was asked by three different people. I didn't know that it was.
Because you brought it. Because I know that's the one that usually you bring to the shared government.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were being recorded. Maybe I'll sing a song.
It's your audit tape. Your audition tape for singing.
For the record, then, now that I know.
Before you get to that, just on the subject of the recording.
Yeah.
This is a publicly, noticed meeting.
Right.
All of our shared governance committee meetings are. It's not a private or confidential meeting. This is for instance, why I'm here. I'm not a member of this, but I was noticed. Someone told me the meeting's happening, and it's like, sure, then I'm going to come along. This is not ITPC is not a confidential.
I would also just like to note that Dr. Hotchkiss is a member of the committee, and that no one called her to the meeting as a member of the committee, and I think he intended.
Well, I was about to go on record with a question, so I would just want, this question I was going to ask Dr. Hotchkiss was, under what conditions and what compels us to contact the FBI? What are their criteria where we need to notify the FBI? Mm-hmm. To me, that's a significant step that implies we suspect some type of crime or criminal activity. I'll contrast that with a state bill called something called Senate Bill 1386, which clearly outlines if public information or should say private information of individuals has been compromised, you need to make specific notification. So in this case, I don't know what the corresponding rule and or regulation is that compels us to notify the FBI. I find viruses on my computer quite often. I think other individuals, you might find viruses. There are some days I believe there's not many computers in the world without a virus. Androids have viruses, so I think a big question is under what condition do we have to take that step in essentially escalating the issue?
What made it criminal?
What made it even appear to be criminal, correct?
Well, and along those lines, I mean, the article in the newspaper made the point that Symantec, I think, said that this is not uncommon at colleges and universities. And in fact, they quoted one out of five cyber attacks is basically targeted at campus networks. And so, just sort of without more detail, sort of begs the question, what is extraordinary about this situation? If indeed none of our data on our servers was compromised, and we're merely talking about viruses on computers, which we all sort of expect, I think. Then what was so extraordinary about the situation, as you say, that the FBI would be brought in?
Right, and I could also state, from my personal experience, I've had numerous instances where I've noticed, invalid charges on my credit card, and I simply call the bank, they credit me back and issue a new card. So it's kind of a fact of life in our modern-day environment. Mm-hmm.